secrets I must take crash. So wake me up from my deep dream. I was summer with a small hole through me, and you screw me, and you fed me to the fishes like we've never been together, and I'm only just a fish. So I'll call you out when you're around. I'm slipping off into the same old habits, calling on the souls in your defenses.
You're listening to Area 54 with Tim and Mike, music for the future.
We'll be right back. This is Area 54.
Thank you. Today, tomorrow, it's always a good day for Area 54.
Visions, trying to make sense of a now, trying to make sense of a past, to show us how. Imagining the worlds that could be, shaping a mosaic of fate for all sentient beings. Visions, cycles of growth and decay, cascading chains of events, with no one to praise or blame. Ooh. Ooh. Visions, avoidable suffering and pain, we are patiently itching away toward unreachable utopias. Visions enslaved by the forces of nature, elevated by mindless replicators, challenged to steer our collective destiny. Visions, look at the magic of reality, while accepting with honesty that we can't know for sure what's next. No, we can't know for sure what's next, but that we're in this together. We are here
Mike, Area 54. That was Jose Gonzalez. Now, Jose Gonzalez claims he's from Sweden. Is that right, Mike?
He is Swedish.
He is Swedish. Okay.
His family immigrated from Argentina.
Visions is the Jose Gonzalez song that we played off of his album Local Valley. Faithless. Played a song called My Town. It's off the album All Blessed. I always love a little Faithless. Fits in our stuff really well. Krongbin before that did a song called One to Remember. That was the Forget Me Nots dub. Off the Mordecai mixes. Ice Bear. These guys are American. It's hard to believe. Star World is a song we played. It's called The Legend of. Is the name of the album that was off of. And then Crack and Smack from the Netherlands played a song called In Plain Sight. It's off the album Pleasure Center. You know, those guys, they're due for a lot of stuff to come out. I mean, you know, I know they release a lot of music, but it just feels like they've just been in the studio. I don't know why. Maybe it's because, you know, there was a pandemic or something. Yumi Zuma started off the whole set with a song called The Bray off of EP1. Three EPs in that series, right, Mike?
I think so. At least two.
There's two. That's off of EP1. Good. Both really good stuff from Yumi Zuma. Kind of stuff you'd expect from them.
Yeah, I think maybe you're thinking of Beach House, who just came out with their Chapter 1, 2, and 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, in their last album.
That might
album.
Be right, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, to get back to Crack and Smock, the funny thing is they released this album, which is Pleasure Center, and I'm like, within months, there's like Pleasure Center remixed or whatever it is, right? And then we're listening to that. And then I kind of went back to Pleasure Center, and I realized, man, I hadn't really even listened very much to this album because the remix album came out, and there's... So just the original one is actually really good.
Well, yeah.
I like it better than all the remixes.
When we, I think we talked about this, that when it did come out, it was like they just made this album to remix. and we knew it was going to, they always follow up with a lot of their artist friends and people that take their music. And they're pretty liberal with sending their tracks out for anybody to remix. And they are really good, prolific producers, and you know, getting the stuff out there for the public. So really, really good job. I mean, those guys are busy all the time. Definitely a workaholic crew. It's a trio, Crack and Smack, guys from the Netherlands, and I mean, they've been working nonstop as long as, I don't know, almost as long as we've been around. Probably pretty close.
Yeah,
good stuff from them.
Yeah, speaking of prolific workers, I hear Beach House, which is the next track we have. We're going to play a song off their Once Twice Melody release, which is, I think, brilliant. I mean, these guys, I guess they're working like 12-hour days, 7 days a week. They're
just
making music. They're in the studio. They're tweaking their sound. That's insane.
It is. How do you not burn out? And you know, how does the creative process keep going. I imagine you just you're on it. You just go until you're not creative anymore. I mean, I don't know. Ask Keith Richards. I mean, I guess he just came out with a new album. You know, he probably had to take a long sabbatical though before he could come up with anything creative. But Beach House. I mean, these guys with this sound, it's still going. And you know, Mike and I have not seen these guys live, but we hear their live shows fantastic. Definitely got to see them because they do tour a lot too as well.
Oh yeah. So I'm sure they're touring in support of this album. Okay, we're going to play a track off of it called New Romance. It's Tim Mike with the Area 54.